In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. I could use a little bit of help. If there's any kids out there who know the song Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, I'm sorry, This Little Light of Mine. It's a different kind of light. Can I have you come join me up here, please? Any kids that know This Little Light of Mine? I've got a couple of them. Anyone that aren't my kids? Deacon Mark's a kid that knows it. Okay. Anyone else? We have another one coming up. Kids of all ages, I love it. Okay, so we're going to turn this way and we're going to sing for them, okay? So this little... Ready? This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Hide it under a bushel. No, I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it under a bushel. No, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Won't let Satan put it out. I'm gonna let it shine. Won't let Satan it out. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Thank you very much. You guys can go sit. Oh, you can sit? Okay. So this is a wonderful song that I was taught as a child, and clearly so many others have been taught. And it comes directly from today's gospel reading. I would change it just slightly, though, to give it a little bit more depth, perhaps a little more accuracy, to have the fullness of the truth there. Perhaps instead of this little light of mine, it might start out little, but boy, is it powerful. I might change it to be Christ's brilliant light in me. I'm going to let it shine. Christ's brilliant light in me. And this is a good thing to do. When we encounter songs that maybe could be improved, especially secular songs. This is not a secular song, but we can do this with secular songs and change their words to be more beneficial. To Christianize them, to bless them. So our gospel reading today commands us, let your light so shine before men. Let your light so shine before men. But what does it mean, let your light so shine, except that the light must first be in us? The light must first be in us. The light of Christ must fill and enlighten every part, if we are to have the light of Christ in us, to hold nothing back that we keep in the darkness. There cannot be both light and dark at the same time. And we wonder sometimes why the world seems so dark at times. Jesus tells us, each of us, you are the light of the world. It might be tempting to point the finger at someone else. This, you know, horrible movement in our society, or, you know, whatever external thing. But first I have to look at myself. Primarily, it is because Christ's light in me has been dimmed, covered, or hidden. Because at times I have loved the darkness rather than the light, Or rather, more often, I have tried replacing his light in me with my own darkness, all the while still calling it the light. We hear in John's gospel, the light shone in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. I love this image. I just think of walking into a dark room and turning on the light, and there's no more darkness. This speaks of Christ's descent into Hades and his victory there. St. John Chrysostom's Paschal Homily proclaims that death took a body and face to face met God. It took earth and encountered heaven. It took what it saw, but crumbled before what it had not seen. This is that light shining in the darkness. And we have that same victory within us when we unite ourselves to Christ. Darkness has no power in and of itself. It's nothing. In the presence of light, it flees and has no choice. So every time we struggle to live in Christ's light, we experience a little Pascha within our hearts. And so, if we desire to be the lamp which gives light to all in the house, we must first look at what we have allowed to fill our souls and turn away from any darkness of passions that has come to dwell there. St. Paul warns us against factiousness, stupid controversies, quarrels of the law. Such things are unprofitable and futile. And anyone who engages in them is perverse, sinful, and self-condemned. These are strong words. This is darkness. We also heard in last week's gospel that the eye is the lamp of the body. So if your eye is sound, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is not sound, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light in you is darkness, how great is the darkness? No one can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. And so let us strive to have this light of Christ in us. For when we have Christ's light in us, something wonderful happens. Just like that dark room, when the light switch gets turned on, the darkness is banished in us. This is that same light that Moses encountered at the burning bush. That same light that shone from Christ at the transfiguration on Mount Tabor, causing his disciples to fall down and cover their faces. This same divine light comes to dwell in us, and whatever darkness we have previously invited there vanishes. When we couple our efforts in struggle against sin with God's love and mercy, it's like scraping away the gunk and the scum that has tarnished the image of God in us. And without that layer of sin obscuring the light, Christ's light is then able to shine forth from us and enlightening the world. Now you can ask anyone well-versed in physics. There is no such thing as darkness. Darkness is simply the absence of light. Now this church, this parish, has been a beacon in the San Lorenzo Valley. St. Paul instructed his disciple Titus in the epistle today, who was the bishop of the island of Crete, to to instruct the people to apply themselves to good deeds so as to help causes of urgent need and to not be unfruitful. In most cases, the phrase the Gold Dome Church, our alternate name, carries with it a positive image of love for our neighbor. However, our light can shine even more brightly. We still have work to do to remove any trace of a sinful thing that might limit our witness to our neighbors. When we partner our struggle against sin with God's great light, it shines so clearly in us that the darkness doesn't stand a chance. And so our prayer and effort must be that Christ's light so shines in me, in this church, and in this valley, that our neighbors have no choice when they encounter Christ's light in us, but to give glory to God. And as we sing on Pascha, come receive the light from the light that is never overtaken by night. Come glorify Christ, risen from the dead. Amen.